This is WSKG News. Elmira received $10 million in state funds to revitalize its downtown. Plans are in development now, and as WSKG's Gabe Altieri reports, the city is looking for some life.
Maybe a symbol of the revitalization is what I'm standing next to right now. It's the Lake Street Bridge, and I'm standing next to it and not on it because it's closed to all traffic. Cars, pedestrians, everybody. But those in charge of the revitalization want to change that.
It can feel pretty empty as you walk down the streets in downtown Elmira. There are vacant storefronts, few places for people to gather. It makes Angie's Main Street Cafe stand out.
Hi, how are you? Dining in?
The cafe is a quaint place. Classic rock plays quietly in the background. A meal bar faces a sizzling grill. Angelina Guglielmo worked as a manager at a restaurant in this exact location before buying it 3 years ago and turning it into this cafe.
Naively, I thought, you just have the checkbook. It's not much different. I'm already the manager. When in all actuality, it's the weight of the world on your shoulders.
Guglielmo says she gets pretty good business, but that's thanks to regulars. People don't see Elmira as a destination.
I think we all know it's just unfortunate that after the flood, we've never been rebuilt down here. And if you ask all the old timers, they say it was like New York City.
Floods, job loss, and an aging population have all left their mark, but now there's $10 million at the city's disposal. That sounds like a lot, until it starts getting spent.
It goes very quickly when you have a lot of opportunities and a lot of needs that you want to meet.
That's Mike Cruzen. He works on economic development and is part of the committee deciding how to spend this money. He says Elmira has good bones, but the city's in rough shape.
What we don't have, again, is that solid core that, like a Market Street that you go to, or an Ithaca Commons, or the waterfront in Watkins Glen. That's what, we don't have, and that's the capacity we're trying to build.
Cruzen wants to support proven business people.
No offense to somebody that says, I'd love to start a restaurant. I've never done it before, but I'd love to do that. We don't need that right now. I'm not suggesting that day doesn't come where you can look for entrepreneurial opportunities for people, but we need a foundation of successful businesses that have staying power, that have experience.
Cruzen wants to help those proven businesses. If a known craft brewery needs equipment, the revitalization money could help with that. He says they're talking to firms now. But there's another truth about Elmira that's tough to ignore. It's poverty. It hovers around 50% in some areas. The city received $1 million from the state to develop a plan to fight it. Susan Payne is a consultant helping run that effort. She says her group, along with the revitalization committee, is trying to figure out the best way to spend money from both programs.
We're looking at your blighted neighborhood conditions and what kind of capital improvements, plus support programs that can be implemented that are complementary and can leverage the two pools of dollars.
And simply put, Elmira also needs more people. Some are returning thanks to a manufacturing push along Interstate 86. But like a lot of upstate cities, Elmira wants to attract younger people who will bring their dollars downtown. Of course, there's a big question. Is there stuff to do because there are people, or do people come because there's stuff to do?
The reality is we got to do both together. We got to build that capacity simultaneously. So that'll be our trick, is trying to convince people downtown is a place you want to live. I mean, I can count on one hand the number of downtown apartments that we have right now. We're trying to say we need 400, 450.
Take where we started with the Lake Street Bridge. The DRI money could help turn that into a bike and pedestrian way, putting it in the stuff to do column. Plans are due to New York State in about a month. Gabe Altieri, WSKG News.